This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I saw a military convoy over the last week on Interstate 44 right here in Missouri. And so I was on the interstate and I saw 16, count them, 16 tractor trailers. The tractor part was desert camo. The trailer part, the 18-wheeler that I'm talking about, was green, like Vietnam green, 16 of them. All empty. All heading east. I've never seen that before. I've never seen 16 empty tractor trailers going anywhere. But these were your government's military tractor trailers. Just want to share that with you. What it means, I don't know. But they were there on Interstate 44. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, I've got a couple of articles under employment. And when you see the pictures related to the first one, they have these new robots that will help eliminate janitorial positions. And when I looked at it, and the Doctor Who fans will understand, it reminded me kind of like a cut-off Dalek. And that's why I got the link called Exterminate, and because it's going to help exterminate jobs. And related to that, I've got an article on how getting a job at McDonald's is harder than getting accepted to an Ivy League school. So,
let's talk about that. Getting a job at McDonald's is harder than getting accepted at an Ivy League school. And what are the reasons, John? Is that because McDonald's is having a hard time?
It's not just McDonald's. It's what's going on is that we have not the 5.3% unemployment rate that is on the news releases. Mm-hmm. Even the fake numbers that BLS uses, puts a U6, makes it around 10% unemployment. Real unemployment by shadow stats, which uses the old standards, is over 20%, getting close to 25. So there's so many people out there trying to just find anything. And they list the 2011 acceptance rates at the Ivy League schools. The easiest one to get into is Cornell with an 18% acceptance rate. Harvard's the most difficult at 6.2, so the average is about 9.7%. Well, the average acceptance rate for McDonald's is 6.2%. So, yeah, in fact, when I was there in Springfield, both Becky and I tried getting work at McDonald's, and they didn't even bother talking to us.
Really? Well, John, I can tell you that if I had to get a job, I don't think I'd be able to do it. I don't think anybody would hire me. I sincerely mean that. And I think that goes for probably most of our instructors. I don't know what it is about us, but I don't think many people would be interested in hiring us. Not that we can't communicate, not that we can't, you know, engage in conversation, not that we can't make that burger transaction, you know, more fun. I think our faculty is memorable everywhere we go. You know, the people we meet, they certainly remember us, you know, for the things we say. It's not that we're loud and boisterous and obnoxious. It's not that at all. It's just that when we say things, people say, I didn't think of that. You know, it's kind of memorable. But I don't think we're employable. When I say that, you know, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares and none of us is capable of holding down a job, I really mean it. Not that we wouldn't give it our all. Not that we wouldn't be probably superior in many respects to those counterparts we would have if we were hired. It's just I don't think we'd get hired. Because, you know, we'd want to do more than our boss would want us to do because we'd probably make our bosses look less adequate, seriously speaking. What's next?
I'm going to pick out a few in the spy tech area here. I'm sure you've been going through withdrawal on that.
I have been.
And while this technically isn't spy tech, I've got a link there, as seen on Star Trek. And for those that, you know, went to the Star Trek movies, they had one where it was basically the Save the Whales, where they went back in time. And in a trade-off to get the tank to bring the whale back, Scotty gave the company there the formula for transparent aluminum. Well, guess what? We now have optically clear aluminum. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if this is really a new invention or if it's something they've had and they're just now revealing it. You know, we know that Black Ops has technology that is at least a decade or two, if not more, ahead of what we see, you know, off the shelf today. And getting more into spy tech, I got spy kitchen, spy oven. IKEA has a blueprint for a connected kitchen. Of course, this goes hand in hand with Obamacare because we have to know every bite that every person eats. And the spy oven goes along with that. It's an oven with a camera, so it knows what you're cooking. You know, it's, you know, we just can't trust people to do things on their own. And then virtual transplant. This one was so scary for me. MIT developers have developed the software that can transplant buggy code out and put other code in. And it just makes me wonder when these artificial intelligences get more and more out there, what other programs are they going to modify transplanting code? It's almost like, you know, with GMOs, the DNA gets transplanted into other organisms. And one of the things that I learned from a local doctor here is this. The first generation of GMO was Roundup resistant. The second generation put the Roundup into the plant. And the biology part of that, when you consume that, you have a lot of bacteria that's part of your immune system and digestion process. And when that GMO version 2.0 gets down there, some of those genes gets transplanted into the gut bacteria, so that bacteria now starts producing Roundup in your gut. And that's one of the reasons why you feel so darn good after eating GMO stuff.
Yeah, and you know, when Did you have a chance to talk with Norm Shealy on air about the results of the study that we asked him to perform with diatomaceous earth? Did you guys talk about that?
Yes, we did that last week.
Great. Okay. Well, I was talking with Erin Dakins about that, and she and I, we're going to be on the Bunker Files today at 2 to 4 on Truth Frequency Network, Truth Frequency Radio. So if you're interested, you can look up Bunker Files. Erin Dakins and I will be live today. We're going to be talking with Dr. Waterman. We're going to be talking about the Webbot report. But the point is, we are surrounded by toxins, and you might want to consider class. You might want to consider diatomaceous earth. I'm going to put it on the website. Very, very inexpensive. And I don't think there's anyone. There might be one person who didn't get a benefit, but everybody else did. We've got Michael in New York. Welcome, Michael.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, I just wanted to explain why it's more difficult to get a job at McDonald's than getting into some of these colleges. And that's because, if we recall, the previous idiot president we had, G.W. Bush, stated that flipping burgers is now a manufacturing job, because he was being questioned about all the high-tech jobs being shipped abroad to slave labor countries. And he said, oh, no, flipping burgers is manufacturing. And so, unfortunately, today, there's not enough colleges training the students on how to flip burgers with that high-tech job so they can qualify to work at places like McDonald's. So that's the problem.
You know, Mrs. Finelli was making a hamburger for me a couple of days ago, and she took some ground beef, and she said, "How would you like your hamburger? Would you like some pickles on it?" I said, "Boy, that'd be great." Now, can you do it the same way McDonald's does? Can you put them all in the same spot, one at a time? Can you do that?
That's
what they do. That's what they do. They literally, if there's three pickles, that three microscopically thin slices, they all are one on top of the next, on top of the next. There's three of them stacked. I mean, that's just one more part of the carelessness that we have here in America, that's invaded America. And we have, our educational system has fallen down. And I blame a lot of what's wrong with America on our educational system. I really do. Because people that were older than I at the time were teaching me things that they knew. But today, what I'm finding is, if you try to share knowledge with young people, they are so distracted by the cell phone and everything glittery around them that they can't pay attention for more than 20 seconds. And they don't want to hear it anyway. Michael, do you want to stick through the break?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And you know, it's starting to come back to me. I'm starting to remember what all these knobs and dials and sliders, switches, and meters are for. It's coming back. Michael in New York is with us, and John in Austin, Texas is on hold. We'll be with you in just a minute, John in Austin, Texas. Michael, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vincent. And just real quick, so you and Captain John can get back to everything. But, you know, what you guys were just mentioning is amazing how, you know, nobody's talking about the fact that, you know, there's no jobs in our country. Mm-hmm. These guys running for president today, all these people running for president, there's no talk about why we don't have jobs. What are we going to do about it? How about these alternative or newer technologies to give the United States a major boost ahead of the rest of the world again? No talk like that. It's always rinky-dink BS topics from the propaganda prostitute media, and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It really is, guys. I just wish we could go out and hang them all.
Well, I just had a thought. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, what would be really neat for president? USA Prepares. Seriously. USA Prepares for President, and you know, we've got a brilliant faculty, we've got medical, we've got physics, and Mike Ma is in Guatemala right now, but he's an American. Mike Ma ran for president, and he would make a great president. I was in the truck with Mrs. Finelli, and I was saying, you know, Mike would have been a great president, and here's what he said, a little frightening, but I'll say it anyway. He said, you know, Vincent, you know how I like to play with guns and stuff. And, you know, I keep mommy at all times. And he said, you know, if there were some guys that just got out of line, and if he were president, if some guys got out of line, he'd just, you know, kind of, you know, be in the Oval Office, and he'd be, you know, looking at his gun, and, uh-oh, it just went off.
Accidental misfire. Sorry.
Well, it's, yeah, kind of like, you know, like Dick Cheney did, you know, when he was out hunting.
Yeah, that's
and, but
right.
This would happen in the Oval Office. And it would be like, you know, during one of those meetings. That it could happen, you know, during a meeting when one of these guys just got out of line, you know, took bribes and didn't do the right thing. And pretty soon, you know, if there were enough of these accidental discharges in the Oval Office, the, you know, Congress would get in line. And that's what he was saying. Now, look, we're not advocating, you know, plinking and picking these guys off. We're not advocating that at all. But what I am saying is that Mike Ma brought up a point, and Adolf Hitler did it. Adolf Hitler had a problem with generals just abandoning their responsibilities for the Third Reich at the end of World War II, toward the end of World War II. So what he did was he took this movie camera, and he was in a tunnel, and there were three guys, and one guy in the center was being marched forward, and the camera, you could hear footsteps, you know, all you saw was this tunnel, and then these three guys would come around from behind the camera, you'd see a chair, they'd put the guy in the center on the chair, then the camera would tilt up, then you'd see the noose hanging from the top of the ceiling of this tunnel, they'd put the noose over this guy's head, they'd pull the chair out, and he would dangle until he stopped. And that film was sent out to the front, to the generals. And they got the message. You know what? This might happen to you. So stay where you are. Don't abandon your post. And the problem is that there's no accountability. People who work for the government can do whatever the heck they want with impunity.
Yeah, they break the laws with impunity, with no accountability, and it's blatant as all could be. And that's why the best way is for a true president, such as the gentleman you mentioned and anybody else from USA Prepares, I would love to shout at it, because I would have all these traitors and foreign agents and racketeers hanging outside the nation's capital for eternity. Their bones would still be there for eternity, so that all the future representatives, no longer politicians but true representatives, will know they're next if they get out of line like they did. That's all that has to be done, and the country would be back on track. Future would be bright as all could be.
Yeah, and you know, they used to have stocks, you know, where you'd have to stand with your head in this wooden apparatus. It'd be like a vice. But, you know, you could move your head like a couple inches either way, and your hands would be there, and you'd stand there for a few days. And it'd be pretty tough. I mean, if you had to pee, well, you go ahead. You're right there in the public square.
That's for the minor infractions, but for those that are true traitors, domestic enemies, you hang them, you leave them right out there outside the Capitol for eternity. That's a stark reminder, daily reminder for everybody else. That's what happens to all such type people.
Yeah, and I don't want any of us to think that that's a new idea. This has been going on for a long time. Michael, thanks so much for being with us. John from Austin, Texas, you're up next. Thank you. John from Austin, you're up next as soon as we get back from these few short commercial announcements. John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we've got John in Austin, Texas, up now, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, Rodney in Illinois. Welcome, John, in Austin, Texas.
Welcome. Thank you. Vincent, you had made a comment a little bit ago about seeing a convoy in military vehicles. That's kind of not that a small convoy or smallish convoy like that this time of year. It's not that unusual because you have a lot of reserve units and training, and so they're moving equipment around the country to facilitate this training of reserve units. It's when you see those like 5 mile long rail cars loaded with any and all manner of military equipment that something big is moving, you know.
Okay, well, I've been here 10 years, and I've been driving since 1969. And this is the first time I've ever seen 16 empty flatbed tractor trailers in line military. First time. I mean, I've seen convoys before, but I've never seen 16 empty flatbeds in a line. I've never seen it.
Well, it could be part of the Jade Helm. If they've got tracked vehicles that would tear up city streets, they might be going somewhere to pick those up and reposition them, or who knows, any number of things.
Well, you know, if I were the mayor of a city, I would say, are you guys out of your mind? You're not going to put tracked vehicles in my city. You're not going to interrupt commerce, and you're not going to interrupt private enterprise. You're not going to scare the villagers half to death. You're not doing it. Get out of here. That's what I would do as mayor. I wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, I see your point. I understand totally. I mean, they have an old shopping center here in Austin that's been converted over to a FEMA facility. And it's not uncommon to see military vehicles and whatnot, especially right now. I mean, like, I'm right in the epicenter of some of the Jade Helm stuff because Camp Swift is about 30 miles away from my front door. In fact, I feel like I got a big target on my back, to be honest with you. In about 2.5 hours, we could be on the border from my front door. I've got, center of Jade Helm. One of their command and control centers 30 miles away. I got a threat fusion center 10 miles away. You know.
didn't we get plenty of practice space over there when we destroyed Afghanistan and Vietnam and Iraq? And I mean, do we need more? John Lincoln, what do you think? John?
I don't think we have enough time left to get okay. into all of that.
All right. John in Austin, I've got Rodney in Illinois. Is there anything else you'd like to say quickly?
No, I'll just leave it there and move on.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
All righty, take care.
Rodney in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I call to inform you and your audience and any of Lark's friends in the Austin area. And I think John, who the previous caller, knows Lark. And there's another John in the area that knows Lark. And Lark's having a medical crisis as we speak. He's... if you don't mind me bringing this subject up, Vince.
No, I really do. I was just, Mrs. Finelli, you must have talked to her about a couple minutes ago because she just put a note in front of me that Rodney called about Lark. He's in the hospital. He's got an abscess on the brain and multiple seizures. We're talking about Lark in Texas, USAPrepares.com instructor. It sounds like he is in serious shape. And you wanted Norm Shealy, our USAPrepares.com brain surgeon, involved. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly.
I'll make that happen.
As well as, and I'm hoping the other, both Johns, there's another John that knows Lark that's very close, and I was, you know, I'm 10 hours away, mm-hmm. and but I do know there's a couple of people at least, and, you know, of course, you know, Lark has no immediate family, and Laura has no family, and Laura's beside herself down there, and but anyhow, yeah, Lark, you know, had multiple seizures in front of Laura. She called 911. They did MRI, found an abscess on the brain, and they have kept him in a induced coma ever since. And if anybody that knows Lark, this is like being in hell under the care and watch of the medical community. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was just wanting to put the word out so that people's well wishes, prayers, and concerns could go out towards Lark and Laura, and perhaps John in Dallas there could maybe even pay him a visit. I can give the name of the facility. I think would be okay.
Sure, it's okay with me.
It's Medical City. That's what Laura had texted me. It's room 428. I have no idea, you know, Lark's, his address is Richardson, Texas, but I know it's rural or urban Dallas metroplex there. So anyhow, that's about it. I gave Sandy my email. If somehow Norm could, I don't think there's anything Norm could do or anything anybody can do. He's under, he's at the mercy of what the professionals have to offer, you know, and he's going to go under the knife, and they're going to go into his brain and drain an abscess, which is apparently what has to be done. So anyhow, that's it. But I can give you Laura's contact off air if Norm
would you,
has
would you mind?
To offer.
Would you mind calling back our house? Mrs. Finelli will answer the phone. And Rodney, would you please make sure that we have your current contact information and the contact information for Lark in Texas? And is he able to... He's not able to accept phone calls right now, is he?
Lark cannot speak. I talked with Laura this morning. They brought him partially out of the sedation, and he was awake but could not speak. Apparently, they have him on life support or a ventilator or a tube.
Oh, man.
And so I did give Sandy my email. She has my phone number.
Okay, I have it in front of me. It's area code 618, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have that in front of me.
So anyhow, sorry to interrupt the show.
You can pass along my number to give to Laura.
Okay.
And this is John. Okay.
Do you want me to do that, John, or do you want to do it?
You have the email there, so you can pass it along.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, well, anyhow, in closing, again, you know, my appeal for there's two Johns in the Dallas area, and if they would not mind following up and at least, you know, make a presence, or I don't know, do what they can. All right, Vince, thanks. Sorry to interrupt your show with such a unusual topic, but
no, it's Rodney. I really appreciate it. I know you're out there, and I know you're paying attention. I really appreciate you letting us know. And for those of you who are using cell phones, I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not. But you may want to just distance yourself from cell phones. We're hearing more and more of these stories. Now, I know Lark. Lark has been to the farm. He stayed overnight here, and he came up with John Stadtmiller. If you want me to, I'll let John Stadtmiller know right after the broadcast, but we'll be right on top of it. I'll contact Norm Shealy. Now, is there a way that Norm Shealy can be involved somehow? Do we have a number for him to call?
Yes. Laura cannot take off work, but she monitors her phone quite attentively, especially now, and a text message would probably be best. I can call Sandy back and give her Laura's cell phone number.
Appreciate
it. And she and you guys can do as you will with that. And I did mention to Laura this morning about Norm, and I think she would be very much appreciative of any support she can get.
Norm Shealy, he always has the same response. When I ask him to help, when we get a call like this, and I'll say, Norm, would you be able to call this person, talk to this person, help this person? It's always the same words, of course. And Vince, he does.
He's a fantastic guy. All right,
he is.
Vince, that's all I got, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Right. All right. Bye.
Well, John, there's Rodney, Illinois. He's been to the meetups. He's been to the expos. He's been on the air with us. USA Prepares instructor. Letting us know that another one of our instructors, Lark, in Texas, is in serious condition. Class, I'd like to ask if you're inclined to pray, please do, for Lark in Texas. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, times, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
when you go to the feed
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just got off the phone with John Stadtmiller, and I informed him that Larkin, Texas, is in the hospital. I just heard that John Stadtmiller has had pneumonia for a week. Wow. John Reagan?
Well, just so you can get the link pulled up, down under bigger picture, I've been to number three. And before I get into that, something I don't talk about much, but it will point out how things work the other way when the government has people that they don't like or don't do things that, you know, the government wants them to do. A couple of years after I left the Air Force, I met this guy that worked for the same company I was working for, and we, you know, chatted because he was Air Force and was an intel and probably had, you know, compartments that I didn't have. And he told me a story. His wife is German, and her parents live in Berlin. And this had to have been from the 80s, possibly the 70s. So back then, you didn't have all the interconnected computers of today. These were mainframes that were doing things like, you know, airline ticketing. And he made arrangements. I think he's probably flying into Frankfurt, which means that they're going to have to drive through East Germany to get to West Berlin. And he'd purchased his tickets, and not too long thereafter, a couple of guys showed up at his door and told him that if he went on that trip, he was coming back in a coffin. So, you know, we're held to different standards, depending on which side of the power structure we're on. And one of the things I wanted to get to here, that I've been to number three. This article is a list of 10 top secret military bases. And while I was at the Pentagon, I had several trips to Site R, Raven Rock, also known as the ANMCC, which is the Alternate National Military Command and Control Center. The NMCC is at the Pentagon. So this was designed to be the command post if we went into World War III. And, of course, the Pentagon being out in the open would be destroyed. This is inside a mountain. And don't even have enough time to get into some stories of there. A very interesting place to visit. Of course, now if I tried to do that, I would be detained. You know, that is a real place. I can't speak to some of the tunnels they talk about there. If they do exist, I either didn't know about them or it was done after I was there. But it is inside blast doors. Very interesting. I have to go in and go through a metal detector and have your briefcase searched, and then you're allowed to go into another room where you trade off your military ID for a badge that you must wear inside the facility, and then you're allowed to get into the facility. I always thought the procedure was a little funny because unless you had a courier pass, you had to go through all that inspection. And, you know, they had the exact same classified material at the Pentagon, and you just get to walk in and out of there all day long without being inspected. But to go to the alternate facility, you had to be inspected. Vincent?
Back in 1980, I got the privilege of seeing a satellite being manufactured. It was Intelsat 5 at Lockheed Missiles and Space Corporation. And what they did was, there were three of us in our company that were invited to see the satellite. And we had to go into like a bulletproof phone booth one at a time. And all the doors locked. And when you're in there, there's no getting out unless they're going to let you out. And that was the path to go see the satellite. I know a little bit about what you're talking about, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's not a good feeling. Class meet up on Monday, Jimmy Zegg, and Bunker Files this afternoon. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up for you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Tiffany Jenks.
Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order, remember her. The Oregon police, remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.